Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Wednesday, guys.
Because
welcome.
How are you doing, Bickers?
I'm good. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. But I saw your message on Instagram, and it made me
feel... about beanies.
Yeah, it made me a little sad.
Look, it's been a bit of a sad time, but we're good. We just have to, if you haven't seen my Instagram, we are postponing our Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer campaign because of Corona. Unfortunately, there are just too many challenges at the moment, but we are hoping perhaps maybe in a couple of months, maybe through winter. If not, it'll have to be next year. But it is a bit of a bummer because we've put a huge amount of work. The team has been working so hard. We've got hundreds of thousands of beanies made, ready, like literally ready to go. And now they're stuck in a warehouse, unable to go anywhere. So
that's all right. We'll be back bigger and better. And
anyway, all badder. I ask is that when we do, when we get through all of this and we do get the chance to support the campaign, please buy one, because unfortunately brain cancer is not going to be given a chop out during this time. It's not going to go, oh, Corona's got the limelight. We're going to take a step back. People are still going to be diagnosed. They're still going to pass away. And in fact, it's actually quite a vulnerable time for people who have cancer at the moment, who are obviously very, very at risk during this time. So it's a pretty scary time for everybody. So we will continue to support people, but unfortunately for now, your heads are going to be a little colder. You'll have to wear one of our older beanies.
It's very easy to forget with all the Corona news going on that everything else hasn't stopped.
Nah, people are, for all sorts of diseases and illnesses and conditions, like there's people that life was already really, really tricky for, and it's just been made a whole lot harder.
Yeah. Hey, you know what'll cheer you up?
What?
I've got a mystery legume coming up. Stay tuned.
Legume?
I don't even know if I've used the right word, to be honest.
I don't think you have. I don't think that's what a legume is. No. A legume's like the small little things you put in soup, isn't it? That's very
well,
big, that.
I've got a bigger one of those.
You've got a bigger legume.
I don't want to brag, guys, but I got a massive legume.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And you're going to want to jump onto at Carrie and Tommy Show on socials on our Instagram, because I have no idea what a picture that picture is, Tommy.
In fact, there's a lot on our socials at the moment that you should check out today. There's stuff we're going to be discussing later in the show, Speak Carrie, from my house that may shock you. And if you weren't off me already, it may turn you off me.
I know we've been joking about it, but have we all collectively lost our minds? When we say there's great stuff on our Instagram, there's a picture of a drawer in your house and a vegetable that I've got.
But your vegetable, wow. I mean, you could enter that into a comp.
Welcome back to the game. Let's guess the legume.
It's not a legume, mate.
We don't know. We don't know what it is, so it could be a legume.
No, that's not what a legume looks like.
My parents needed groceries, so I went to do a drop at their house, and I told Mum on the phone that I was coming round, so it'll be with them soon. And Mum said to me, she goes, oh, I don't have you a present for Easter. Oh, yes, I do. I'll wrap it. Right. And so when I dropped off the groceries out the front, sitting on the porch, there was a big wrapped thing that I went to pick up, like wrapped in wrapping paper.
Because I reckon that would look like an egg if that was wrapped.
Yeah, but I was so surprised because I nearly threw my back out picking it up, because I went to pick it up like it would weigh almost nothing, because I thought it'll be hollow and like a leg. And this thing is like a solid brick. And
you could do bicep crunches with that. I'm watching you hold it now, and it's taking a lot of strain.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I opened it when I got home, and then I called Mum, and I said, Mum, what is it? Because it's this giant vegetable-looking legume.
It looks
thing,
like a pumpkin. Right?
But a different colour and a different – and it's square and
not quite
green.
The same shape. And it's the skin's a bit different.
Yeah. And I called her and I said, Mum, well, thanks so much for the present, but what is it? And she said, I don't know. And I said, what? And she said, it was growing in the garden.
Had she planted a seed or something?
Nah, Mum hates gardening. But Dad has a veggie patch, right, which he's just kicked off last year because he's retired now and he's doing things. Despite not eating vegetables, he's planted a veggie patch because he has basically been in isolation since he retired. Like, you know how we're taking up hobbies? He's been doing that stuff for years now. And so pumpkin came up. Dad hasn't planted pumpkins.
Oh. And I said to Mum, what has he planted?
Good question.
but anything that could be that? Anything like that? Or nothing like carrots or something or tomatoes?
That kind of stuff.
Right.
And so we have no idea what this thing is, right?
It's almost got the texture of a honeydew but the wrong shape.
Well, we've been messaging around in our group and everybody said it's a butternut pumpkin or a butternut squash.
Yeah.
But then I went out and bought one to compare and it's nothing. It's twice the size of a butternut pumpkin or squash and it's a completely different colour.
Yeah, because it's quite – like it's almost a greeny, creamy colour, whereas the butternut pumpkin is quite orange.
It's greeny, creamy. It's square. And it's a rectangle.
Well, it's a rectangle, but it does go in a little bit in the middle the way that the butternut pumpkins do.
Yeah, but butternut pumpkins are smaller at one end and bigger at the other. They're more of a peary shaped thing.
You think there's a chance that's just something that's not fully ripe? Is that a butternut pumpkin that hasn't fully matured?
I think we might have found a new legume.
It's not a legume. What is a legume?
I don't know.
I mean, like, what's the definition? So what are you going to do? Are you going to cut it open or you want to guess
first? I was going to take callers on 131060. Tell me what this legume is here and I guess we'll have a prize for you if you get it right, although I don't know how we tell if it's right. Hey?
You can just give them that.
I'm not giving away this. One of a kind.
What, are you going to go bake, cook with it or something?
That's a great idea. Let's cook with it.
Can you make soup with it?
I'd like you to go make soup with anything.
Go
mate.
Roast it. Once you cut it open, go roast it for the show and we'll taste it later on and see how it tastes.
131060, let's have a guess at the legume.
At Carrie and Tommy Show on socials if you want to have a look at the photo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you want to participate in this on 131060, jump onto our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show on socials.
Mm. Oh, it is absolutely going off the smash hit game. Let me have a guess at what legume that is.
It's not a legume. I think you're putting people off by calling it a legume. What vegetable
is? I'm not putting people off. It's going viral, mate.
Yeah, but I just don't think legumes ever come that big.
No, there is a comment on here that says it's a legume.
Really? I'm Googling what the definition of legume is. Did you just make up that comment?
No, but I wrote it.
It's from him.
Let's go to Shelley, before we get to you, I'll quickly let people know what's going on. My mum left me a present on the front porch after I dropped off groceries to them and it was wrapped up and it's a giant plant of some sort. They don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It was growing in their garden despite them not have ever planted pumpkins or watermelons or anything like this. We have a giant legume, really. Shell, what do you think it is?
It's actually a cross-pollination.
Between what?
Okay, when bees go from plant to plant, vegetable or fruit, they carry pollen on their legs. If they go from one plant to another, it will cross-pollinate. That's how we come up with a yellow pumpkin.
So I've got a mutt.
Oh, my God, because it is. It's a yellow pumpkin. That's what it looks like.
Is this yellow?
It's cross-pollination from, say, a butternut pumpkin to a normal pumpkin, or it's come from another plant to your father's backyard, and it's cross-pollinated.
Well, to be fair, Tommy, what I can see through our Zoom, it looks yellow. But when I've looked at the pic on the Carrie Tommy page, it does look green. So maybe what I'm seeing is just the light making it look yellow.
Well, and my eyes can't be trusted, but I think it's green.
Yeah, it does look green.
If it's green, does that make a difference?
Well, give it 2 weeks and cut it open. If it looks like a pumpkin, that's what it is.
Okay, good on you, Shelley. Thank you.
Oh, we don't have 2 weeks to wait. We need you to cut it open at the end of this segment. It's what would work for our radio show.
Deb, what do you think it is?
I think it's a gourd. Or a gourd?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a gourd? Spaghetti. I thought gourd was acid reflux.
I think that's gall, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
So what is a gourd?
Or a spaghetti squash. I've cut mine open and it's light yellow with like pumpkin seeds inside.
Deb, did you not know what a gourd was, so you avoided the question and went on to spaghetti squash?
No, I think they call it both. So I think it's
pumpkin. Oh, it's both.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, Deb. I'm so sorry.
It's the way one of our producers is American. Well, she claims she's American. She talks about America a lot. And she keeps describing it as a squash. And she just means pumpkin. But they call it squash pumpkin in squash? America. Yes.
Do they? What do they call squash? Little squash?
I don't know. They just don't eat it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I will. If I look at things and I can't name it, I don't need it.
Wendy, what do you think it is?
It's definitely a gourd.
Oh,
is it?
It's a gourd. Okay.
Yeah, it's a gourd. You know what? They hollow them out and they can use them as a drum.
As a what?
A drum. Have I got a bongo drum here?
A drum?
Yeah. It's definitely a gourd.
I thought I had a legume and I've got a drum. Okay, when's...
No, you can eat it, but if you want to hollow it out, you can use it as a drum.
What would you do with it? If he was going to cook it, Wendy, what would he do with it?
I'd probably steam it.
And mash it?
Oh, that sounds gross.
Oh, you could mash it or you could just have it chunky, however you like it.
Oh. I don't know if someone put food in front of me and said that's chunky gourd, I don't think I'd want to eat it.
It's definitely a gourd. Let me tell you.
Okay. Well, you've got some competition here because Harrison, what do you think it is?
G'day, how you going, Karen, Tommy?
Good legend. Good, what do you reckon this is?
I reckon it's a choco.
A choco?
Yeah, a choco. A massive choco.
Say it for me again, Harrison.
Choco.
What is a choco? What's a choco, Harrison?
It's like a very, very large pumpkin.
Can you stay on the line, Harrison, while we cut it? Let's see. What does a choco look like inside? What colour would it be if it's a choco?
Green inside.
Green inside. Green inside. Okay, so Harrison's Wendy reckons it's a gourd. Harrison thinks it's a choco.
I hope it's a choco. I've never had a choco. This is fun because I feel like it's a giant clinker. You know?
Okay, I feel like you need to hold on to it. You're doing it all with one hand.
Yeah, because I've got to hold the microphone with one hand.
I know, but don't cut your...
Oh, my God! Oh, God. That'd be fun for people in their cars. Okay.
Oh, no choco, mate. No choco. It's orange inside.
But there's no seeds. Hang on.
So
let's go back to Wendy. Wendy, are you there? Wendy?
Yes?
Wendy, do gourds have seeds?
No.
No, this has got no seeds. I think I've got a gourd, guys.
You've got a gourd.
Absolutely.
But I thought you said you could cut out the seeds and make drums.
No. I said you could hollow it out. I didn't say
I'm so sorry, Wendy. Carrie doesn't listen to anything. I'm so sorry,
Wendy. I'm getting confused about my gourds and chogos and...
Oh, my God. I really wanted a choco. I'm going to bake. Can I bake the gourd, Wendy?
Yeah, you can bake it, yeah.
Oh,
hey, go roast some gourd.
It's already got little water droplets around the outside. Gourds are weird.
Go roast it.
It's crying. It's dying to be eaten.
It's crying.
Wendy, just one last question. Are gourds legumes?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can't lie. I'm not sure.
It could be. I'm going to chuck the gourd in the oven and then I'm going to
go find myself a choco.
Choco. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, the gourd saga continues. I then cut the other half of the gourd open and it has what appears to be small seeds down one end. So
which,
I don't know.
Leans towards pumpkin. Maybe it's just an underripe pumpkin. But you've gone to whack it in the oven anyway, haven't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you were going to. Where did you go then?
Well, Sonda made me have a bite out of it raw.
Which didn't make any sense. Have you had a bite out of the butternut pumpkin raw?
No.
So you can compare them?
No.
Okay, well, why don't you do that right now?
Go and have a bite out of the butternut pumpkin raw.
Well, why did you have a bite out of the gourd?
Why are you making me eat all these raw
vegetables? I didn't want you to eat it. I wanted you to go bake it, but Sonda thought you should eat it raw.
How did I wanted to bake it as well. How did it end up with me taking two bites of it raw and now it's just sitting on my bench?
Because you just do too many things that Sonda tells you to do.
Sonda, what do I do now?
You don't have to do what she tells you to do.
Sonda.
Go take a bite out of the butternut pumpkin that you bought from the supermarket and compare them. And if they taste the same, then they're the same.
Again, okay, I'll be back.
Why you do that, I was just going to say, if you think this is dividing the nation, wait till you see what I've got to bring you after 4 o'clock. It's dividing my household, but it's also dividing the nation. It is on our Insta as well at Carrie Tommy Show. But up next, we need to discuss a famous person's kid's name. It's been a complete disaster. She's had to change the name. What has she changed it to? I'll tell you next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We need to talk baby names. Like, you've got a full 9 months to pick a baby's name, don't you? There's
a lot
of time.
Are you having another one?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying that you've got a lot of time to throw around how it sounds with different names, how it sounds shortened. You know,
if the kids can rhyme things with it so you get picked on in the playground.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Amy Schumer has revealed on a podcast that she's officially had to change her son Gene's name, her son who's 11 months old, because she realised that once she read the full name with the middle name included, it sounded a little bit inappropriate for a child. Have a listen.
Gene, our baby's name is officially changed. It's now Gene David Fisher. It was Gene Attell Fisher, but we realized that we by accident named our son Genital.
Yeah.
Gene Attell sounds like genital.
And then genital fissure.
Fissure, yeah.
Like.
Genital fissure.
Oh, no one wants a genital fissure. That's just,
what's a fissure?
It's like, it's almost, I think, like a, what are those things you get that are like grapes that hang out your bum?
Hemorrhoids.
It's a bit like a hemorrhoid. I think it's like a cut. It's a fissure in your bottom.
It? Yeah. Well, we've already done Guess the Legume. Do we want to do fissure or a hemorrhoid? Give us a call.
But, I mean, you don't want to be calling your kid a genital fissure. Like, that's
no,
just
I picture someone off a pier just fishing for them.
But I just think it's strange that you don't know that. I mean, I guess because it's
I thought it was a joke.
What do you mean?
Like, when she put the name out, I thought it was a joke.
But you wouldn't have said genital when the name came out. You would have seen you would have said Gene Attell, wouldn't you?
I thought when she put it her post out, it was a joke post, the first one.
I don't think so.
I thought she was being funny.
No.
What, you don't think she can be funny?
No, I'm just saying judging by that podcast, it wasn't a joke.
Yeah, okay. Or she's playing a really long game.
Long game.
So what is it now, Gene David?
I want to know from people what name you've got that just reads wrong or sounds wrong, or maybe you've got married to somebody and then when you put your two names together, good.
Funny.
Or kids that have grown up and never really realised that, like, you know, when they shorten their name or they use the first letters of their first, middle and last name, it actually spells something, you know.
Yes.
Naughty.
Yep. Yep. Well, so, for example, if the famous skier Fanny Schmeller was listening, could she call and be qualified for this segment?
Is there a skier called Fanny Schmeller? There isn't.
There is.
Does she hang out with that other funny Olympian's name? What's the other one?
Which one? Emily Seebohm?
No. What's the other one?
Misty Hyman.
Misty Hyman. Misty Hyman wouldn't want a fissure. That would be very painful.
Imagine if it was Genital Hyman. That's even worse. Or Misty Genital, all the options.
131060. Give us your funny name. You could be a kid, you could be a grown up, you could have named your kid it and only realised, like Amy Schumer, all these months later, that you've given your kid the worst possible name.
Great.
Give us a call on 131060.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Taking your interesting kids' names.
Yes, because Amy Schumer's had to change her kid's name. 11-month-old Gene Attell Fisher, she's now worked out, thanks to her mum who pointed out that it was very much like Genital Fisher.
Genital Fisher.
Not what you want for your kids. So she's now called it Gene David after a friend whose name's David. Emma, we're asking, what's your funny name? What?
Well, I've just worked out, sorry, Em, to cut you off before you've even got on the air. I assume she's named that after the comedian. There's a comedian called Dave Attell, and so I assume she went with his last name and now has changed it to his first name.
Oh, my gosh, I think that's it. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's a comedian friend, Dave. Oh,
yeah, right. Emma, go ahead, sorry.
Okay, so years ago when my girlfriend's daughters were creating their high school email addresses, they were told to use the first three letters of their first name and the first three letters of their last name. And their names were Maddie Cowan and Madison Hoard. So their official Department of Education email addresses were Mad Cow and Mad Whore.
That's funny, Emma.
Oh, it's so good, Em. Oh, funny things are funny.
What about you, Beck? What's your funny name? Are you there, Beck?
I am there. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your funny name?
My funny name is Jenna Taylor. My ex-sister-in-law, her name was Jenna Taylor from birth. When we were in high school, I used to hear it coming across the PA system. Well, Jenna Taylor, please come to the office.
Why do kids with funny names always get called to the office? Every day in my high school, it was every day on the PA, it was Jackie Chan. Can Jackie Chan please come to the office? It honestly was.
And was Jackie Chan naughty?
No, I don't think so. We had Jackie Chan and we had Eden Cox and both will get called to the office nearly every day.
Oh, God. What about Alita? Alita, what's your funny name?
Okay, so my name's Alita. So yeah. I like a liter of milk for starters. And my partner's last name happens to be Mills.
Alita
so
Mills.
Once we get married, I will be Alita Mills.
Are you Mills or Alita? That's the thing.
Yes, exactly right. I don't know. I'm full of Mills, supposedly, so.
Well, I mean, I won't make a joke about you being full of Mills. I'm so sorry. Callum, I can tell when Carrie doesn't think it's appropriate. She just stops talking and goes to the quiet.
No, I just like to let you sit in your own mess.
I didn't make the joke.
No,
I didn't make a joke.
I know. I just like the awkwardness of thinking you still might if I give you time. What about you, Callum?
G'day, how you going, Carrie and Dom? And I think I've listened to you long enough to be able to call you that now. Yeah,
what else were you going to call?
My name's Callum, and my mum married my father, whose last name was Murray. So put that together, and I've got Calamari. Calamari. And I know it's so unfortunate for the past 6 months because it actually, funnily enough, it's only actually been known and people put that together for probably about the last, I'd say, year, maybe year and a half.
Isn't that funny? You can bullied, have a name for so long.
For about a year now. So it's ridiculous. I cop it all day at work. It's shocking. It is absolutely ridiculous.
And do they get away one step away from it, Cal? Have they started calling you Squid or anything like that?
Nah, not yet. Nothing. I think Calamari speaks for itself, really.
Good man. It's because would you change your name? Cal, have you ever considered changing your name? I like Calamari.
No, I like calamari too. I think calamari's got a little ring.
Because,
it's delicious,
because,
you know.
I was asking calamari.
I think I'll keep it just for the name in itself, you know what I mean? Like it's almost like an establishment. You know what I mean? Like I could start a company off this, just calamari.
And what would you sell?
Oh, what do you reckon? Squid. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Bickmore, your cutlery drawer is going off.
There is a photo on there that's dividing our household and dividing the nation. This morning, Chris
is
came
it?
Into the bedroom. Is it what?
It's not dividing the nation, mate.
Well,
it's dividing
it
your household.
There's a lot of naysayers. And then there's my best mate who's written under there, there's nothing wrong with it. I love your cutlery drawer. So it's,
This is universally disgusting.
So Chris came into the room, the bedroom, and he said, do you know where the nail scissors are? I need to cut my big toe. Oh. And I remembered seeing it on the table the day before and popping it in our top drawer, which is our cutlery drawer, but also a drawer for lots of different things that, you know, I find lying around the house because our house is just full of everybody's stuff that they leave everywhere. And so I need a place to put it, so I pop it all in the cutlery drawer. Anyway, he went to the cutlery drawer and he was so disgusted. He hates our cutlery drawer that he took a picture of it and he said, would you look at this and I want you to show your workmates. You need to be shamed. It's disgusting. He said it is breeding disease in there. And look, I'll be honest. There's some things that, like, okay, toenails, clippers perhaps shouldn't be in there.
It's gross. But I also love that you posted the picture on our socials and Eli posted it upside down and then said, what's wrong with this picture? And so we just have 1,000 comments of people saying it's upside down.
Yeah, yeah. But look, I'll give you a description of what's in there. There's a fork section, a spoon section, a knife section, a plastic knives and forks section for the kids. Then there's a section that's got some highlighters, hair lackeys.
There was an elastic band section.
Yeah, hair lackeys are in with the highlighters. There's some matches.
What are hair lackeys?
A hair lackey, a thing you tie, a hair elastic.
And then are they called hair lackeys?
Yes, and then there's...
Oh, so you've got hairs in there as well.
Then there's matches that have been used. Oh, yeah, there's a peeler in there. And then the middle section is where it gets really interesting because the middle section, which isn't, and this is my point, isn't touching any of the cutlery. So it's not infecting our food because it's not touching it. It has a protractor. It has some Dettol, hand sanitizer. It's got some pens, it's got some scissors. Oh, it's got one of those little 3M hooks things that you stick on the wall. It's
Do you have the hand sanitizer just for when you've used anything in that drawer?
Oh, there's a baby bottle and teat. That's probably not ideal.
What's a teat?
A teat. What? How do you not know basic language? A teat. Teat for a bottle.
Oh, for a bottle. if you just said there's a teat in the drawer... I just don't know what that is.
Anyway.
I didn't know you could just leave a teat around.
There's lots of people that have hit us up online. Patricia says, obviously the question we asked was what's wrong with Carrie's cutlery drawer, and Patricia said everything, just everything, and I thought she had her shit together. someone said, oh, my God, it's revolting. Who has pens and paper clips next to their spoons? Someone just said, oh, my God, is that nail clippers? And then Food Philosopher has said, I think that's the next virus epicenter.
Yeah. There's a bloke with a bat soup in Wuhan at the moment who's just seen your picture and gone, that's disgusting. And this is from the bloke who used his pube scissors in the kitchen. And he thinks it's disgusting.
Actually, back near in the cutlery drawer.
The Pube Sisters were a country band in the 80s.
Anyway, that's on 13, 10, 60.
Twang, 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 twang. Hey there, where are the Pube Sisters? Twang, 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 twang.
I want to know, what's your
favourite Pube Sisters song?
What have you got in there? What are you storing in there? Have a little look. Go to your cutlery drawer now if you're home. Have a little break from work. Open the drawer and just see what's in there and share it with us. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's got random stuff in my cutlery drawer.
What's in your drawer?
13, 10, 60
guys,
is the number.
Playing What's in Your Drawer? And earlier in the show, we played Guess This Legume. Have we lost the plot? You tell me. Anyway, chuck a Pube Sisters song on, Jesse. Let's have a twang to twang twang.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you haven't jumped online yet, go to @CarrieAndTommyShow on socials. Just check out Carrie's cutlery drawer.
It is being uploaded upside down. So for anyone that thinks I'm weird, I don't keep my cutlery upside down.
No.
I know which way it goes. I'm not an idiot. I mean, perhaps I keep nail clippers for toes in the cutlery drawer, but I'm not a complete douche,
And I mean, there's used burnt matches in there. There's hair lackeys in there. There's a small Amish village in there. There is a lot in your cutlery drawer. But you're right. It's not upside down. So
no,
that's perfectly
it's not
acceptable.
Upside down.
Can I just ask? What's the thought on the burnt matches?
I'm not sure why they're in there because they can't be used again. But there is a lot of just crap in there, like a lot of bits of stuff that have fallen off the bench into it. So maybe that
do
just fell
open
off the bench.
It? Do you
sometimes
open it
just
and
wipe
sweep the bench?
Bench
in there. Shane, g'day. What is in your cutlery drawer?
Oh, probably basically the same as Carrie's. It's got almost everything, and it's the top drawer. Just everything goes in there. There's scissors, there's thermometers, there's the basting brush, there's some gloves, some sticky tape, odd staples. There's not even a stapler in there, but we've got some staples in there. It's the top drawer. It's probably not the only one in the kitchen that's full of stuff like that.
Shane, I thought all that stuff was meant to go in the third drawer.
Third drawer, fourth drawer, whichever one's open. It's whichever one's open. It's the closest. It's the same as why is there burnt matches in there? It's easy. It was convenient. The bin was too far away.
Yeah. I hear you. Do you get sick often or anything, Shane? I mean, is it really doing anything bad to your life to have it all mixed together?
I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I took a sick day off work.
There you go.
That didn't answer the question. It's an immune system booster.
It's an immune booster. We should bottle this and sell it as a vitamin.
Shane, just for my own curiosity, when was the last time you basted something?
Last weekend.
What'd you baste?
What'd you...
I basted a 16-hour slow-cooked brisket.
Oh, oh my Bloody God, hell. How good's brisket?
I could hear people talk about basting stuff all day. Give us a call quickly. Add to this call. What was the last thing you basted? 13, 10, 60.
Shani,
I'd love to take one at the end.
What was the last thing you basted, Shani? Shani.
Oh,
yes,
you basted.
Hello.
Are you there? What was the last thing you basted?
No, I don't baste.
No, no basting.
Have you never basted, Shan?
I have the basting brush, but I've never basted. No.
To be fair, okay. I haven't basted either, Shani. I should do some more basting.
Yeah, I'm not a baster. But the brush is there. The
salt's
there, but, you know.
Shani, I've got to admit to you at this point in the competition, I like the sound of the word, but I don't really know what basting is.
It's where you, like, put all the moisture over the top of the meat, isn't
it? Yeah, you just paint it on.
Yeah, you paint the oil and butter.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Just in there cooking.
It always makes me think of what Kramer in Seinfeld when he went that Chook episode
basted
where
himself.
He basted himself. Shani, what's in your cutlery drawer?
I'm like you. I've got everything. There's elastic bands. There's paper clips. There's pens. There's some screws. There's a screwdriver. There's bits and there's the little medicine cups. There's
That's the bit, Shani, that gets my partner. I keep all the little medicine tubes for the Nurofen and Panadol in there as well, and he just thinks it's so disgusting that that's anywhere near all the crumbs and gross stuff when that's about to go in our baby's mouth.
Yeah, but you know what? He wouldn't know where they were if they weren't in that drawer.
That is true.
Shani, I need to point out once again, this is the guy who uses the pube scissors in the kitchen.
Okay, he wins on that one.
What about Scotty? Scotty, when was the last time you basted something, mate?
What was that, sorry?
Nothing. What's in
Scotty,
your cutlery drawer?
Because, come on. Can we ask Scotty the real question?
What?
Scotty, where do you keep your pube scissors?
I don't keep them in the cutlery drawer because that's where I keep my cutlery.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little. Because everybody is learning new talents in their isolation and everybody loves a bit of cash. And so we thought we would combine the two.
Show quarantine who's boss and take your at-home dining to the next level. Just open the Menu Log app and order up tonight.
Let's put on a show
to showcase our talent.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Greatest show on earth.
Gonna blow your mind.
Carrie and Tommy's ISO Talented Show.
Here in the safety and comfort of our own home.
This is an ISO show.
And the awesome thing about this, if you don't have a talent, you can still come and watch this all happen live and just have an entertaining night. Like at night, nights are so lonely and boring at the moment. This is fun. You can grab a glass of wine and just get some Menu Log, order some food and just hang out with us.
And be amazed because we've got incredible people presenting there. You're going to play clocks for the first time on the keys.
Yeah, I've been learning it. I've been practicing very hard. I have got to say, I thought I had all of ISO to perfect it. And then when we planned to do this party, I'm really finding it hard to find time to practice.
Okay, you've started wheeling out excuses already.
Well, I'm just stressed. But anyway, I'll be fine. I'll be good. I've got another couple of days to get good. Who else have we got?
If we do, well, if people do want to submit their audition tapes just online at Carrie Tommy Show, Jesse, I believe you've got some there for us.
Yes, we've got another crier, guys.
Oh, Katie. Oh. Yeah, it's weird because last week we had an entry from a woman who said she can cry like a baby and we thought that's so bizarre. And now we've got another one who's going to cry like a baby. But first we've got Katie who's with her child and together they are doing a song off together, her and her toddler.
I mean, the dogs in my area have started barking.
You can hit the high notes, though.
I know.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Wow. $2,000 from Menu Log is on the line. Can we have do we really have another cry, Jess?
I think we do.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Caitlin Bell, and my really weird talent is crying like a baby.
So weird.
I think it's good.
We can have a cry good. Off.
Oh, God. Isn't that what people want when they finally put the kids to bed and they're just having an escape? They can tune into our talent show and hear them crying. Hey, can you do that, Biggers?
What?
The cry?
Oh, wow. Have a go. Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Maybe she so can, weird.
Oh, no, if you get to a point of clocks that you can't play, just quickly stop playing and go, oh, wow.
Who have we got on the line here?
G'day, Jane.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good. Jane, what is your talent that you are hoping to showcase on our ISO Talented show?
Well, much like Carrie, I've been relearning the piano while I've been in ISO and have taken on the challenge of clocks. So I think Carrie and I are pretty well matched. So I'd like to have a clock off with her, and I think she needs to practice that crying a little bit more because that's what she's going to be doing when I win.
Wow. Jane, this is meant to all be a bit of fun and friendly, and you didn't have to pick clocks. You could have picked something else.
I could have. However, it was requested from my family, so you've got to give the people what they want when you're stuck in isolation with them.
And also, Jane, it wouldn't be a clock off if you weren't both playing clocks. It'd just be weird.
It would be, absolutely.
Do you sing as well, Jane?
I try to sing. You probably would have seen my attempts at singing in my audition tape, yes.
Because I sing while I play, so... I mean, I don't, but now that's really intimidating if you are going to sing and play.
Now you've made the promise as well.
Oh, no, I can't sing. No one wants me to sing.
Because why did you bring that up?
Because I saw here it says sing, so I thought she was going to sing us something, but she's going to play, and then I wondered whether maybe she sings and plays.
I do sing and play, yeah.
Keep adding extra things because, like, what? And do you juggle as well? Oh, you do. Oh, no. Now I've got to do that as well.
Oh, I've got to get practicing.
It is all thanks to Menu Log. No matter what you want or when you want it, Menu Log's on it. Get on the Menu Log app today. If you have a special talent, jump online, submit your video at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Two grand.
I wonder how many people are competing against me in magic. What's that? None. Oh, still the only adult doing it? Okay.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
My old man joins us on the phone. Enforcer, hello.
Hello, Tomo. Hello, Carrie.
Hey.
And now, Pa, these guys might not know. Actually, Sonda knows this. You really fancy yourself breaking into house parties. I think most house parties I've had, your head just appears, which is fantastic.
Yes.
I'm surprised you even know how to use the house party app. There is no way my parents would have any idea how to do that.
Oh, I am a house party legend. I'm actually tutoring a lot of aged people in house party, and it's like herding cats, I can tell you.
Are you? It's like herding cats.
It is.
Well, I was chatting with my mate Hato the other night and Dad's head just popped up. What I like about it, Pa, is it's unapologetic because you didn't say at any point, boys, do you mind if I join the chat? Your head popped up and you just went, hey, Hato, and then we just continued chatting. And we then went on and did a quiz and I was amazed at your knowledge. You knew who Cardi B was having a beef with. You hit Nicki Minaj. You knew who Cardi B's husband was. Offset from
I don't even know
Migos.
That. Who is that?
Didn't you know that?
No. Yes. What, like as in offset carbon emissions, like offset like that?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. How are you sounding older than my dad?
I don't know. What's happening? How do you know all this young people's stuff, Ian?
I'm very good at guessing when there's three names before you. It's one out of three and it's... I'm an expert in probability, Carrie.
Do you follow them on your Insta? Because I know you're all over Insta. You're always commenting on my posts and stuff. Do you follow a lot of the celebs?
I follow a few just to keep up. You've got to be able to talk to your family and these sorts of things.
Who do you think has the best content?
Oh, now you're asking very rude questions, aren't you? You're expecting me to actually know something and expect that I've told you the truth.
Sorry, Dad. Right. Bickers doesn't get it. It runs in my family because no follow-up questions. Yeah, we haven't done any of the research. We haven't prepared anything. We don't
you're
know.
You're actually pretending to be your father online, so he would know who he follows because it's you who's actually following everybody and commenting.
Have you heard that theory, Dad?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
And once again, follow-up questions. Should we get into this game?
Hey, Pa, I don't believe you that you don't have good pop knowledge. I reckon you're secretly studying pop culture, so we're going to put you to the test. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jesse, hit us with something. Enforcer, who is Kim Kardashian married to?
Kanye West, isn't she?
Oh.
She is.
Done.
And I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me how many children that she has.
Two, I think.
Ooh,
no
so
follow-up
close.
Questions. That's the problem.
Yeah, no follow-up questions.
All right, here's a question for you. Carrie, Miranda, Samantha and Charlotte were characters from which TV show?
I would have no idea.
A famous Carrie other than me, Ian. Come on, have a think.
Oh, there's only one Carrie that I'm all interested in that.
It's a show set in New York.
Oh, I know it well.
Put us both out of our misery, Biggers.
Sex in the City. I think everyone knows it's listening to that, except for Ian.
Okay. Dad, don't get flustered.
I'm a bit old for sex now, you know.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. I've got to quickly ask another question.
Is this
question.
The sort of stuff he says when he breaks into house parties? He starts talking about his sex life?
That's his opening line. Oh, g'day, guys. I'm too old for sex. Dad, who is Jay-Z married to?
I don't know. It's not Kylie Minogue. I know that.
She was
Kylie
a member
Minogue.
Of...
I love it.
She was also a member of Destiny's Child.
Was she?
Yes. Jay-Z is a he. Oh, this
he's a guy. She. He's are we after a he or a she?
Okay.
Okay, let's move. I was going to ask you a question about Drake, but I reckon that's fraught with danger. So let's. Yes. I'll ask you an easy one.
Yeah.
I'll ask you an easy one. Name Prince William's wife.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Williams.
No.
That's one of the easiest
things. Come on,
things.
Who is it? William and?
Oh, Kate. Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good. Right.
You needed to be back on the board. That's good.
Okay, Pa. This one's an easy one to finish off. Gwyneth Paltrow recently released a candle that smells like what?
Yeah.
Just guess.
Beeswax.
It's the most obvious answer. No.
Think about what. I mean, this would be a great thing to talk about when you break into house parties, I reckon, this bit of info.
Yeah, right.
What smells sweet?
Oh, Bickers.
My feet, yes.
Your feet. You've got to say the answer now because.
Why? No, you picked that question.
No, I can't say it. Jesse, say the answer.
I can't say it.
Jesse.
I think we're done here, shall we?
Say the answer, Jesse.
Don't put the poor guy out of his
misery. Jesse, say the answer.
Nobody knows what it is.
I mean, I do.
I don't know the answer.
I've got one. Out of all of us here, I'm the only one with one, Ian.
Ah, right.
What is it?
Mm.
Not a baby cat.
A baby cat! I love it! It is, Ian.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So Chris has pulled back on the hot cross buns in the past few days because it is D-Day tomorrow. My partner Chris is set to prove to you that he can actually run a lot faster than you think he can.
Your partner Chris is about to find out that his Strava glitched and told him an inhuman time.
That caused a lot of ruckus, a lot of fuss between you and Husey and Ed and myself. You all doubt that he can do the time that he thinks he set last weekend. And he is feeling a bit nervous. I can see there is some nerve showing, but I'm backing him all the way and I want to get the support of one of Australia's great, Steve Monoghetti. Welcome to the show, Monos.
Hi, Carrie. Tommy.
Monos, you're a great man. I know you have been briefed a little bit about this, but what exactly have they told you?
Well, they've told me that Chris thinks he can run about 5K in about 16:10, which is it's pretty good going, I've got to say. I mean, it's quicker than I could run.
Did you say it's quicker than what you could run?
Right at this point in time, well and truly, yeah. I ran 16.08 about 12 months ago, and that was like, that was good going for me at 56 or something I was then. So that's a very respectable time. But I have no doubt that Chris could do that down a mountain with a tailwind.
You're starting to sound like Husey now. I don't like it. I don't like the naysaying.
Well, we've got to get in his head. He's got to work, got to get him mentally if we can't get him physically. But, I'm supporting, you know. It's not impossible. Near on. One in a million.
One in a million. Mon, is to give you an idea of just how much of an improvement this would have meant in Chris's running. Here is him spelling out his usual stats compared to what his Strava said. When you usually run, is it safe to say that you average around about 5 minute kilometres?
I reckon it's more like 4:45 at the moment, but yeah.
And so how fast were you running according to your Strava?
3:12 split. So 5 pages of 16 minutes.
I know. Don't keep playing that, okay? Every time you play that, I lose a bit more faith.
But at that improvement rate, Tommy, you've got to say, I mean, he's one run away from breaking the world record.
Okay, Modest, what's the greatest you've ever run that distance in?
So 5K, I ran 13:25 in 1996 at Olympic Park in Melbourne. Not that I'm counting or remembering, but the world record's about a minute quicker than it's about 12.
So what is that per, I'm terrible at math, what is that per K?
So for me, I was running around 2:04.
Oh, my God.
The world record's about, 2:35 or something. So for Chris to be running 3:12 per kilometre, that's almost 20 kilometres an hour, which is phenomenal. Right, you've got to remember Eliud Kipchoge. You know, we remember what an amazing run he was to run under 2 hours for the marathon. He was running 2:50k. So Chris would be just off the back of the pack.
And so what do you think? What do you think the outcome will be of Chris? Of course, Chris is doing this run for us live tomorrow.
Oh, God.
What do you think the outcome will be, Monis?
Well, I think he'll probably go hard for the first K and he'll be a little bit off and he'll think, oh, gee, I've got to pick it up. He'll go to pick it up. He'll get to about 2.5K and he'll probably realise, I don't think I can actually do this, but hopefully he won't absolutely blow up and have to walk at the end. He'll finish it. I think he will get to the finish line.
Set the time, Monas, what do you reckon he'll do it in?
Let's go for 4:30. So what's that, 22.5? So if he runs in the low 20s, that would be very good going.
Okay. All right.
There's my prediction. What will we go? We'll go 20:43.
Well, there's money riding on it for charity, so I've got a feeling Chris and I might have to open our wallets instead of Tommy. But we'll see. We'll see. Tomorrow's the day. We'll see.
Good luck to him. I mean, I'll be listening with intent, I tell you. Good on you, Carrie. See you, Tommy.
Bye.
See you, Monas.
Cheers.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Edda here.
Are you excited because it's one day before Carrie's partner walks his big run?
Yeah, if people don't know, he claimed, and I'll never forget it, he claimed he's done 5 kilometres in 16 minutes and 7 seconds, I think, was his claim.
Yeah.
We just spoke to Steve Monteghetti.
Yeah.
I love
Monas.
He definitely thinks he can do it.
He thinks Chris can do it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but he's never run with Chris. Me and Tommy we've run with Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I've made all that up. He doesn't think he's got anything.
Monas thinks he's dreaming.
Monas also thinks he's dreaming, but I'm standing by him. And tomorrow we're going to get him to do it live during our show. Ollie's going to go along and film it to make sure that there's no corners cut.
Cute.
No little, cheeky lies being done. It's all going to be legit. And so we'll see Ollie, that he is an athlete.
Is Ollie on a bike or what's he doing?
Yes, Ollie will be.
At that pace, Ollie's on a motorbike.
He'll need a motorbike, won't he? I worry for Ollie keeping up with this superhuman athlete.
It's not far off Monas's top pace.
Yeah, that's crazy quick.
And he only went to a couple of Olympics, so I guess that seems now, about right.
When we went for a run, me and you, what happened? Who won? Yeah,
me.
You won, right? So when I go for a run when I go for a run with Chris, I win. So and now he reckons
must
he's done
very slow.
He's done six.
He must be punishingly slow. I reckon that's whoa.
This could turn out to be Chris's fluster cluck. Is that the right? Am I saying it right, Tommy?
Yeah, yeah, fluster cuck.
Yes, this could be his fluster cuck. His moment where it all just unraveled and went wrong, right?
Yeah, right. Wonderful.
Hughes, I need to thank you for appearing on the new podcast. I'm not really sure why it's happening. Saying your words out of my mouth, but anyway, thank you. If people,
what are you
know
doing, man? Are you doing an episode? Are you doing a recap? Are you doing an episode step by step recap of MasterChef? What are we doing? What's the pod?
Nah, it's just a moment
going back in
when it all went tits up, and this was here's a little snippet from Hughes's.
The 20th year of my life really went pear-shaped, to be honest. That was one of my last drinking years. One night, one of the guys who lived there said, I'm really worried about this party. I've got a bad feeling. So we'd wake up the next morning, we'd walk around and we'd be bleeding, you know, and they'd put me in the divan and I'd end up in the cells for a number of hours. Look, it was fun while it lasted and I've still got the memories, what I can remember, but yeah, that was it was crazy times.
I've never quite understood why you don't drink, but now I feel like this really spells it out.
God, I love the music behind it. I feel like I'm an episode of Serial or something, you know?
Yeah, what was that?
I feel like I'm calling from jail.
So this podcast, Tommy, is with all your funny mates and each of them tells you when it all went wrong kind of thing.
Yes. So yesterday we heard from Luke McGregor when he needed to go to the toilet on stage and did and took the microphone with him. And then tonight we hear about Hughes's mess of a year. It was great. Thanks, Hughes.
No, I can't. So we can, I can't wait. I'll be listening and tell you.
Mate, I've cut it up into a 7-part Netflix documentary series. You're the new Tiger King.
You can check it out wherever you get your Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy, stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the catch-up on the Hit app or stream us on your smart speaker.